Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. This is my 20th episode of Vegas Dave's Dime, so it's a bit of a milestone of sorts. And if you're a regular listener, the first thing you'll notice is the improvement in sound quality from this episode compared to the last 19. And I have to tell this story despite the fact that it's not sports related, just because it's kind of funny and because I'm an idiot. Last Christmas, I asked my parents for a microphone headset because I had intentions of doing YouTube videos. I had intentions of potentially recording sound clips or a podcast, and I wanted a quality microphone that I could use to record these forms of media. And they got it for me. They got me a nice headset microphone. Since Christmas, whenever I record something, I have put this headset on and recorded. It was just today that I realized that I was plugging it into the wrong hole. So it turns out that everything I've recorded has been recorded through the built-in microphone on my computer. And I've been wearing this headset as a prop for everything I've recorded since Christmas. I've had a fully functional microphone headset on my head, I just didn't have it plugged in. That, my friends, is stupidity. But I'll tell you what's not stupid. My ability to say things that the pros say a day or two later. Rick Dutro came out and said he's taken a good look at Big Brown, he's analyzed Big Brown, Big Brown is 100% healthy. So he has to look to the ride. He has to look to Kent DeSormo for an explanation for Big Brown's loss. Rick Dutro is blaming the jockey. That's funny. I could have sworn the day of the race, I recorded an episode blaming the jockey. And you might also recall my desperate plea for Cincinnati to call up Jay Bruce, which was answered the next day by Cincinnati calling up Jay Bruce. Coincidence, you say? Maybe. Or maybe I'm this good. Maybe I can actually predict things 2 days before the pros actually say or do the thing that I predicted. The Kings will win the Stanley Cup this year? Hopefully that works. And the reason I bring up the Kings, of course, is because of the fact that they fired their head coach, Mark Crawford, in which was a very awkwardly timed move. Generally, you fire your head coach at the very end of the season, or 10, 15, 20 games into the season, after he's given you a good indication that he's taking the team nowhere. It's rare right before the draft, and a week and change after the playoffs, to make this move. And my first feeling about it was indifference. Mark Crawford has a great resume. He won a Stanley Cup in Colorado. He coached a very successful team in Vancouver. They weren't successful in the playoffs. They never made it past the second round, but it was a very well-respected team in the Western Conference. But with the Kings, he's coached the Kings to a third-to-last finish and a second-to-last finish. So I'm not exactly going to cry tears of sorrow over losing the guy. And the reason Dean Lombardi gave for firing Mark Crawford was that he sat down with Kings ownership and they fully supported his idea that the Kings should build from the ground up, that they should get younger than they already are. And their stars are young, but it's the players that are filling in other roles that are taking up space on the team that are older. And Kings ownership and the general manager, Dean Lombardi, believe that this team needs to completely commit to getting younger and just field an ice hockey team of young players. And they believe that Mark Crawford isn't the right guy to lead that movement. And I have to agree with them. Mark Crawford is a very stern, hard coach. He screams at players. He's just extremely tough. He's been described as a drill sergeant of sorts. And these types of coaches are best used in situations where you have a veteran team of players that are underperforming or underachieving because they're lazy. Or because they know their spot is safe, so they don't have to worry about how they play. You bring in a drill sergeant-like coach to a situation like that, and it lights a fire under these guys. But when you yell and scream at a rookie, and call him names, and talk about how terrible his game is, that can be detrimental to a rookie's growth, to a young player's growth. That can actually stunt a young player's growth. And if you're going to put a bunch of rookies and second and third year players out there as your core, you can't have a coach that's going to drive their confidence into the ground. You don't want a coach that gives the impression that losing is okay, but you also don't want a coach that makes young players feel like losing is the end of the world. That they are failures. Because that's not going to do anything for confidence. That's not going to do anything to boost performance on the ice. So the Kings are moving in another direction. And I don't disagree with the move. I'll be curious to see who the Kings end up hiring. Whether they go with an NHL experienced coach, or if they take another coach that is young to kind of grow with the team. But in today's NHL, you have to do this. You have to build a team from the ground up. You have to do things the right way. You can't just go out and sign all the big free agents in the league and put them together and hope they win. It's too expensive and it just doesn't work. It'll make you a playoff team, but it won't make you a Stanley Cup team. Take a look at the Pittsburgh Penguins. First overall pick, Marc-Andre Fleury. First overall pick, Sidney Crosby. Second overall pick, Evgeny Malkin. Fourth overall pick, Jordan Staal. All of a sudden, we've got ourselves a team. And those 31st and 32nd picks in the second round are almost just as important. And so the Penguins spent 5+ years at the bottom of the league. But they drafted smart, and they stuck with the kids, and now all of a sudden, you've got a core that has all the makings of a dynasty in the NHL. The question you have to ask yourself as a general manager is, do I want to compete for a playoff spot every year? Or do I want to compete for the Stanley Cup? Because there's a big difference. There's a big difference between putting a good enough team on the ice to compete, to get into the playoffs, and maybe make a splash, and putting together a young core that's so strong that when they get to the playoffs, they're not only a threat to upset somebody, they're a legitimate threat to win the Stanley Cup. I hate to admit it, but the Anaheim Ducks did it perfectly. Smart drafting, trusting young players in pivotal roles on the team, and then adding a few key free agents, or a few key pieces to put them over the top, as opposed to starting with free agency and trying to build around that. So I support the Kings' move to fire Mark Crawford. I do think it was a good idea. I just hope, as a Kings fan, that AEG does not change their mind and abort this mission before it's seen through to completion. Because the worst case scenario for the Kings is AEG saying, we need to win now, this is getting ridiculous, we're losing ticket sales, we need to win right now, and firing Dean Lombardi and bringing in a puppet to be a general manager who will go out and overpay old players and make the Kings a somewhat successful every now and then playoff team that doesn't have any legitimate shot at the Stanley Cup. They are going in the right direction. As slow and painful as it may be, they are going in the right direction. And I hope to see them continue to do that until it's finalized. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. I wanted to get to the Tim Donaghy scandal. Donaghy's now claiming games were fixed in the 2002 Western Conference Championship. But I'll save that for my next episode. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com. Or just leave a comment here on the page. Thank you for listening, and have a good one.